From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. It hasn't quite gotten as bad as it did in 2004 yet, but political attack ads have already begun. Negative spin was key to President Bush's victory over Democratic nominee John Kerry last go-round.
John Kerry has not been honest about what happened in Vietnam.
He is lying about his record.
I know John Kerry is lying about his first Purple Heart because I treated him for that injury.
That ad even popularized a new verb, to swift boat, as in, wow, the opposition really swift boated that guy. Well, a lot of the damaging information in those ads is dredged up by a campaign team, often called the Opposition Research Department. Stephen Marks spent more than a decade in those departments from 1994 until recently, and he's written a tell-all book. It's called Confessions of a Political Hitman. Marks describes his role in creating the powerful brand of Family Values Republicans, and it was ultimately the financial and sexual shenanigans of those same Family Values Republicans that led to Marks's disillusionment. I asked Stephen Marks to explain what exactly a political hitman does when researching a rival Democrat.
The first element is going to the courthouses of wherever they live, where they've done business, and see if there's any lawsuits against them, liens, late property taxes, see if they've ever been arrested, any criminal thing. And then there's a second aspect, which is going through newspaper searches. In those days, Nexus was kind of in its infancy, so we used to actually go through the microfilm in the libraries.
Wow.
Any kind of quote where they said something stupid, anything where they took a position that was politically bad in that particular district, like, for instance, in the South, being pro-choice on abortion or being for more welfare spending or higher taxes. And then, of course, we go through their votes as congressmen.
Anything you could use against them.
Anything, as long as it really is true, anything that we believe the voters have the right to know about.
A lot of people say that it has damaged the democratic process. Now, you assert in your book that it actually improves the democratic process. Tell me about your position there.
No one would begrudge a car buyer, a used car buyer, going to Carfax to look at the history of that car before they purchased it, accidents, any kind of repairs. Much the same way, if a voter is going to make an educated, intelligent vote, wouldn't they also have the right to know the background of that person that they're voting for? And there may be stuff in there that's negative, that's not relevant, but the voter has the right to sift through that, decide what's relevant, what's not relevant. We need opposition research. It's a necessary evil. Without it, it's the voters that are really in the shadows.
There are a lot of stories about negative campaigns winning the day in your book, but the most baffling might be the attacks against Democrat Max Cleland, who lost the use of three limbs in service to his country. And he was accused of being unpatriotic.
He was elected in 1996 and defeated in 2002. And Cleland made a number of votes, I think it was 10 or 12 votes, against military spending, against the creation of Homeland Security. At that time, you got to remember, it was right after 9/11. Bush was still very popular. And any kind of vote against military spending to fight terrorism was considered to be soft on terrorism. And the voters had the right to know that he made those votes. And you can say that the voters were wrong to vote him out on those issues, but you have to remember the context of what year it was.
But how can you question?
Nobody questioned his patriotism, Andrea. They're questioning his judgment as a senator in making those what people considered bad votes.
But it did come off as questioning his patriotism, didn't it?
You can look at it that way, but you have to separate what were considered bad votes for national security and his patriotism serving in Vietnam are two separate, completely separate things. One happened in the 1960s, one happened in the 1990s or early 2000s. It wasn't the fact that you're questioning his patriotism in Vietnam. He was a patriot. We're questioning his judgment when he made votes as a senator 30 years later.
Now, the title of your book is Confessions of a Political Hitman. And the word confession kind of suggests regret. Do you have any regrets?
I don't have regrets that I did it. I'm glad that I did it because it at least was an educational experience for me to learn how the process really works. Sometimes I thought I was working for the good guys, and then I find out years later I'm really working for the bad guys. It's kind of like the song by The Who, We Don't Get Fooled Again, where there's this like revolution, and then at the end it says, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. In other words, you had Democrats running Congress for 50 years, and then Republicans took over, and I thought that we were going to be different, we were going to be better, we were going to – but you know what? The trappings of power, maybe I agree with their views a little more, but personally and professionally and ethically and morally, they were no different and no better than the Democrats. So it was meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Stephen Marks is the author of Confessions of a Political Hitman. Thanks very much, Stephen Marks.
Okay, thank you.